Partial shutdown of the U.S. government enters its second day, but there's still little sign of a deal to break the deadlock. The Republican-led House and the Democrats are still at loggerheads over the new health care law known as Obamacare, which is a main bone of contention. The U.S. judge has overturned the sentence of a terminally ill black inmate who spent nearly 40 years of his life in solitary confinement. The Louisiana judge ruled that 71-year-old Herman Wallace's conviction was unconstitutional and ordered his immediate release. Amnesty International says the case is a tragic example of injustice. Amnesty International has issued a report detailing how the Turkish police used different forms of violence to put an end to anti-government protests sparked by a controversial development plan for Istanbul's Gezi Park. More than 8,000 people were injured and 6 killed during the government's crackdown in Turkey. The Iranian president says the existing issues between Tehran and Washington cannot be resolved overnight. Hassan Rouhani says there's been a dark atmosphere between the two countries for the past 35 years. He added that both sides agreed that solving the problems would take time. A roadside bomb kills 4 Afghan soldiers and wounds 2 others in the Nawad district of Afghanistan's southern Helmand province. Taliban militants are responsible for the attack on the troops' patrol vehicle. Afghan authorities have confirmed the casualties. In Iraq, separate attacks have killed nearly 20 people and injured many others across the country. In Kirkuk City, a civilian was killed and 15 others were injured in a car bomb explosion. In Tikrit, at least 7 died in gun battles. Other attacks were reported in Samarra, Saladin, and Diyala. The court in Bahrain has sentenced 4 anti-regime protesters to 15 years in prison each. The protesters were convicted of forming a terrorist group in the capital, Manama. Amnesty International has slammed the verdict, demanding a probe into reports that some prisoners were tortured. And Italy's prime minister survives a parliamentary vote of confidence. This comes after former premier Silvio Berlusconi acknowledged defeat and said that he would now support Enrico Letta. Berlusconi had previously demanded his 5 cabinet ministers to quit their government posts to bring it down.